Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to Flesh Wound Horror Live. I'm Flesh Wound Dan, joined, or Jan, it could be Jan. Now.
Sometimes Jan on the weekend.
Joined by the Predator, Todd Loya.
Okay, Jan.
I got your name right, at least. My own's the problem. Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up, Jan?
What's up? And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight with a franchise show, a more lesser-known franchise, and that is the Cold Prey Trilogy. And before we get into that, just a quick programming note. Tomorrow, Thursday night, live, we are going to be doing our Scream 5 review. As always, we'll have a regular spoiler-free review followed by our more in-depth spoiler talk. So that'll be tomorrow. Be great.
Tomorrow, January 13th.
January 13th, yes.
2022.
Yes.
Thank you, Pugs.
And before we go any further, there's some fucking dickhead out there pretending to be Pit or Mang from fucking Christmas Cruelty, and they're trying to scam you for money. They will never do that. So we're big representatives of Christmas Cruelty here, so we just want to give you guys a shout-out. Do not fall for that shit. Hit up Pit directly, and he will let you know. So they don't ask for money. Don't give them. But later in the year, make sure you pick up that Blu-ray.
That's right.
There you go. They're going to send the Christmas Cruelty killer after them.
No, they're going to send something a little more real.
Well, hey, might be a new killer. Never know.
American remake, I'm telling you.
Just don't work with Bloom. Okay, if you're listening,
I was talking about Dan. See, Dan just he went over his head.
Whatever, dude. I'll take the money. Anyway, Cold Prey back to Norway. Here we go.
Cold Prey back to Norway. So this is an interesting trilogy. I don't think we've ever talked about this.
We kept talking about it, but that's yeah,
it's one of those ones that never happened. And it was unique in the sense that Norwegian horror was very sparse, extremely sparse, even up till 2006 when the first film came out, because you had Lake of the Dead in 1958, then you had a super long drought, you had like one notable movie like in the 60s, and then very long drought. I mean, Cold Prey kind of resurrected Norwegian horror in a lot of ways. There was a lot of Nordic noir, but honestly, until recent years with Dead Snow and Troll Hunter and even lower budget stuff like Horror, which we did cover back in the day, it was pretty sparse. So, so Cold Prey.
And Christmas Cruelty.
yes. Well, we pimped that, but yes. And that's, of course, the best of all of them. But Cold Prey. 2006 from director Roar Utog. And this one follows five Norwegians who head up to the mountains to snowboard when one breaks his leg and when it's getting dark. So they spend the night in a big abandoned hotel closed for 30 years. They are not alone. All right. Kruger. Slasher, I figure it makes sense for you to go first. Was this a first time watch for you for Cold Prey? Because
yeah, it's been on my list forever, but I just have never got around to it. So I was pretty excited, especially considering, you know, another Norwegian slasher, always down for foreign slashers. But I think I may have hyped myself a little too much. But I'll start with the things I liked. I liked the like snowy abandoned cabin setting and how like it played into the story. I think like it created a good atmosphere. I also, you know, the characters were all pretty likable. They were familiar, but our final girl, Janica, I think her name was, she's awesome. And I was so happy to see her return the sequels as well, because I think she's honestly probably the best thing about this movie. I'm not a big fan of the killer. I think the killer's, you know, just a little bit lackluster in this movie, and the kills too. They really don't do anything for me, and there's nothing really that extravagant. There's also like this sequence of CGI pickaxe that just really made me cringe hard. And like a couple of the CGI sequences in this movie, I don't think age that well. So overall, it's not a bad slasher, and it's a decently made film, but it didn't meet my expectations. I probably wouldn't watch it ever again, but for a one-time watch, and if you're a slasher completionist, check it out.
Right on.
I'm just going to jump in real quick now, because Krueger basically summed up everything for me, because I was also a first-time watch. I'd been putting off watching it forever, and I don't know if it was overhyping it too. And it just kind of fell flat. I felt like I was like, I wish I was watching Dead Snow instead. So
Blumpkin. Hashtag Blumpkin.
But I didn't hate it like Krueger said. It's a good one time.
Dan.
Oh. It's a good one time watch.
Okay. You might not have had Dead Snow without Cold Prey though, so there is that.
They opened the door to get the Blumpkin. Yeah.
I didn't say it shouldn't have been made. I didn't say that. I just said, yeah, I don't even hate it. It's just like hearing about it for so many years, it was just like, okay.
Well, and there's a pretty decent like fan base. If you look at the reviews online of this movie, I mean, it's pretty well reviewed. And I don't know. I was expecting a little bit more than just, you know, it reminds me of your basic like PG-13 slasher.
Yeah, there was nothing spectacular about it.
Yeah, you could cut this down to PG-13 and get a wider audience.
Just a couple snips.
That's not really a bad thing, though, because for me, it found a sweet spot. It's not great. Like, I think I'm a victim of overhyping and edging myself too long. Fucking tantric fail. But I do like it. The setting in the snow, the white. Now the killer blends in every now and again. I do think the killer looks pretty cool. Pickaxe is kind of boring for him. I don't know, maybe make something different. But the characters were idiots except the main one. And then one of the characters I liked, I forgot, the guy who broke his leg. He was hilarious. Yeah. But like it could have been a little more gory and went for it, because it's pretty paint by the numbers slasher movie. So if you've seen one, you've seen them all. But I like them all, so I did have a good time. It's the setting, I think, is what made it for me, though, because it felt like the beginning of Empty Man. And before we get into that topic, I like this way more than fucking Empty Man, but they both look pretty. So, Empty Man's a piece of crap, but we can talk about that later.
I'm Team Empty Man too.
I love Empty Man.
I'm with you on this one, Dan. As much as it pains me to say that.
But again, they take place in a very cool setting. So we're not talking about the rest of them yet, but when they do lose some of the snow in the third one, I was like, this is terrible. Yeah. Why did you do that? So,
I will say Cold Prey is not for the gore hounds. In fact, there's really not a single kill in the first one that's noteworthy. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing for me. I'm okay with more suspense driven slashers, and on the good front, this is extremely well made, much better made than your average slasher movie. The Norwegian countryside is gorgeous. I mean, you can't recreate that anywhere else. It's just a very beautiful country. And it is funny. I have watched these before. I watched them way back when they came out, or at least when they first came to the US to DVD. And I remember this one being better than it was. And I don't know if that's just I saw it and, you know, the praise online, which is huge.
Yeah.
And I think that probably does have something to do with Norway just really not being, you know, much of a horror output at all up to that point. So I think this is an important film. Is it as good as its reputation? No, not at all. The killer is fine. There's nothing particularly interesting about him, and I'll elaborate on that a little bit more.
Birthmark, how dare you?
Yeah, I don't know. It was very... very basic, just nothing stood out. Like I they could have done a better job with that.
He gets more interesting as the movies go. Well, more so in the sequel.
Yeah, I agree. The look evolves a little bit, and I think that helps. Yeah, I do. I just think this is a weird one that I'm curious if anybody in the chat or anybody listening has seen it. Please weigh in the comments, because I do think it is overhyped, and I'm sad to say that. I didn't think I'd be saying that tonight, but slashers are weird. Like, I'll go You're back. Weird.
Pugs got it. I saw the reaction.
Slashers are something, like, if you notice when we review them, sometimes we'll go back and review something that we didn't care that much before, and it's like, oh, wow, that's actually a lot of fun. Or vice versa. It's something we thought we liked when we were a kid, and man, that isn't good at all.
Member berries?
Yeah. Member berries.
Ozzy has a bad habit of breaking those, because he still likes some things that are pretty shitty. But now I lost my train of thought.
You're talking about member berries?
Yeah, that was before that. Well,
about not about remembering something that you liked and actually not living up to the.
Thank you. Now I still don't remember what I was going to say. All that, it had to do with that.
To Dan's point, sometimes you don't remember.
I didn't remember. I didn't remember this at all.
It's one of those things that we talk about it quite often. It's sometimes your mood, it doesn't work. You're just not in the mood for whatever it is. And with us, sometimes we have to watch it because we're going to talk about it. So it's like a lot of times you'll just watch something based off your mood, but a lot of times we can't do that. So,
and I don't mean to make this seem like this is a horrible movie. It's not. There are some pretty solid moments of suspense. I didn't hate it. Binging all three back to back.
Yeah.
You know, there is a little bit of fatigue there, to be honest. For slashers, I think in general, like, I mean, if it's like some of the classics, if it's Friday the 13th, 4 or something like that, yeah, I can sit down and enjoy that.
You know, it's
he's a 5 guy.
I'm a 5. It's just
I'm a 5 guy too.
He's a 5 guy, yeah.
You can be a 5 guy, but how do you not like
it? I can't sit down and watch it now, as I've seen it so many times. I don't think it's a bad movie. I just can't
co-sign on that, but okay.
Four is least I might ahead of 5.
Oh my god, shut the fuck up, dude.
I just said they are part 5 guys. How do you not remember this? Member
berries.
That's
cool.
I'm part 6 over 4. You know, there's a whole Friday the 13th show if you want to hear
we've
that.
We've had this argument before. Part 7 right here.
Another one I'm not a huge fan of, but that one I actually don't think is very good. Sorry, Kruger, Ed Pugs.
Fucking guy. Fucking guy.
I do also want to put over the actress. I'm going to try and say it right. Ingrid Balso Bernal, who I thought was really amazing as Ingrid. Really strong. The acting was also solid throughout the whole franchise.
Ingrid.
More so than normal.
Yes.
Janneke. I'm sorry. Janneke. My bad. I got the wrong name.
Yeah, and she has been like bigger Hollywood stuff since Cold Prey too. Like she was like in the Hercules movie with The Rock, and I guess she's in Westworld too.
Oh, who is she in Westworld? Fuck yeah!
I'm not sure. Pitt was telling me about it.
Armistice. She's only in 11 episodes. I don't know what season. 2016. Yeah, she's only in the first season.
Maybe she's responsible for these movies also having such a good reputation, because, like, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
I really thought she was amazing. And I thought the rest of the cast was all really good, too. There was nobody that just annoyed me to the point that I just wanted them to disappear, which would have been a problem since we don't have the gory kills.
There are stupid decisions made, though, throughout. Like,
yeah.
I know that's normal slasher trope shit, but, like, some of these, I'm like, why do you keep splitting up? Stop
Here's the thing, though. If you're a young Norwegian kid and you get to see like a homegrown slasher, you're gonna love this shit.
Yeah, I think that contributes. Also, Cream rises to the top. So, like all the other movies that were made that didn't get that aren't as good, you know, they stood down there. But like the reason why oldies on the radio are so awesome is because like they play only the good shit that came out. So I think that also is like, hey, we made this. Don't never mind this shit. This one's really good, and they need to treat Christmas Cruelty that way.
Oh yeah, all I'm gonna say is if you're a Norwegian kid and you discover Christmas Cruelty, your life is gonna be even more awesome than discovering Cold Prey.
There is kind of a rising extreme horror movement in Norway. Again, there's not a lot, but yeah, you have Christmas
Cruelty. They got extreme music. They should have extreme movies.
Yeah, I mean horror, Inside the Whore, and I forget the other movie that was
Inside the Whore. Is that Todd's biography?
That is that is the name of the movie. So yeah, I think the future is bright in Norway.
Bright as a light.
Bright as a light.
It was a flashlight joke, but boom. But the light's not on again, so there we go.
We've got some exciting announcements coming from Fleshlight. We have heard the Flesh Wound universe, and we are going to get one with a beard.
Okay, that's it. Dan's muted.
We have a universe? That's
why I'm muted. Don't you use those stupid ass bud words? Yeah, you're muted. Knock that shit off.
Do you want to rate these, Todd?
Yeah, I guess we can rate them. Yeah, and then, but definitely let's move on to the second. Let's rate it first. What would you guys give this one?
I am a 2.5 out of 5.
Okay. Pause. I'm a 3.5.
I'm a 3.
I am a 3. It's definitely above average, just not for the gore hounds, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we just jump right into Coldplay 2? You want to set up this one, Dan?
Halloween 2.
Do you just want to leave it at that? Halloween.
Really, really good.
Because that kind of covers it. But yeah, director Matt Stenberg. Yannicka wakes up in the hospital. All of her friends are dead. As she walks through the dark corridors, she thinks she is left alone. But the nightmare isn't over yet.
I'm fucking dumb as hell. That is the song, All My Friends Are Dead, is what closes, or it runs on the credits. That I just put that together. That's fucking genius. Sorry. <Yeah.
laughs> And the nightmare isn't over yet. Isn't that the tagline to Halloween 2?
That's the tagline to like everything.
Just a lot. No, like, well, just... I think specific. I'm double checking this. I'm almost 99%.
I can't see the poster from this angle.
No. Well, thank God for the internet.
Right.
Well.
Go for
it. Yeah, I'll just get right into it. You know, Halloween 2 is my favorite Halloween movie, so obviously I was going to have some fun with this. And I do think that, like, our killer got a big improvement. He's way more vicious and just brutal. His look gets changed up a little bit, and he kind of just has, like, his mask draped over his face with his beard hanging out. And
he's got frostbite.
It kind of reminded me of, like, Rob Zombie's Halloween 2, actually, a little bit, just the way Michael looked. So I dug that quite a bit. The kills were also a big improvement. We actually got some gore effects in this movie, which I was really happy with. The Iron Cheek scene, I'll get into later, but that was the shit. Now, even with the improvements, though, I still definitely had, like, issues. The characters in this weren't nearly as good as the first film. I mean, obviously, Yannicka returning, she was fucking awesome and actually pretty goddamn badass in this movie. But outside of her character, everybody else was just a disposable body to me. And while there were gore effects, it's not like kills were happening every 5 minutes either. There was a lot of off-screen stuff, too, so... that kind of hurt it a little bit, and I did have a little bit of pacing issues at times. It was starting to lose me, but the final act did kind of, you know, bring it together, but at the same time, it felt a little rushed. Like, I kind of wanted a little bit more between, you know, the final battle between the slasher and Yannicka, and another terrible CGI pickaxe scene that was just like, oh, come on, man. Yeah. But overall, I think this was probably my favorite Coldplay movie, but it's still not great. Worth a one-time watch, especially if you enjoyed the first one. I think you'll like this one too, but still not one I would give my full stamp of approval to.
Todd's.
No, I was going to say, I liked part two way better, and yeah, it was basically just their Halloween to continuing right after.
Yeah.
Again, little kid in Norway getting to see basically his Halloween 2. Love it. Awesome. And for us, we've definitely seen this all before. And this isn't even like you have to like watch a lot of horror. I mean, most casual horror fans have seen the first few Halloweens. Yeah. So, but that said, it was fun. It was definitely a step up above the last one. But I don't know. What did you think, Dan?
It's, well, yeah, Halloween 2. But it's not Halloween 2, unfortunately. I agree, the killer had a much better look in this one, you know, with what had happened beforehand. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I can kind of see him being more iconic maybe at this point. I don't think he is, but it versus the first film where it was just some dude, you know, it just didn't have any kind of impact. I mean, he's big, but you know, what's special?
I liked
about
when
that?
He was just some dude.
I don't know.
The reveal of who he was kind of like, okay, big BFD, big fucking.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah. I mean, when we find out his origin story, I mean, it's fine.
Which could have been better.
Yeah, it could have been better. It's a slasher movie. It's pretty basic. Again, you've seen it all before. With a lesser actress in the role of Janneke, there wouldn't be much here at all. She really sells this movie for me. Yeah, there's more kills, but again, there's really nothing spectacular here. Then there's a pointless shower scene that I'm not even really sure why it's there. I mean, why, if you're not going to deliver what a slasher fan wants, and it served no purpose.
It's a tease.
I swear, yeah. Dan doesn't believe in foreplay.
It's not. I do not. I'm a
any single lady,
selfish lover.
Show your tits, bitch.
But
no,
yeah,
it's a race, man. Whoever finishes first.
I don't know. It just. I was really surprised. I remember liking both of the films, but something just did not connect this time. It's a step up for sure. I'd love to hear though from somebody like that's watched them recently that really loves them. Again, I'm not quite getting why they are, you know.
Well, I would assume it's because like maybe they're not the biggest gore fan, but they do like horror. Like this I can handle. This is why this rules. And
yeah,
don't watch like Category 3 movies.
no Ebola syndrome for sure. But there is some suspenseful moments. I feel maybe I'm dumping on these too hard, but for a seasoned horror fan, there's just not a lot there.
See, I think I like this movie more and less than you guys, because I don't think it's a step up. I think it's a step to the side. It is almost the exact same feeling I had watching the first one, which was, this is cool. I don't love it, but I'm having a good time for the most part.
Maybe we'll have better luck with 3. We'll see.
Don't hold your breath. I do like that they darkened his look. He has like that frostbite, almost zombie. Even Rob Zombie. Because that did run through my head, Kruger, when I was like, oh, this is like a light Rob Zombie movie.
Yeah.
I like this a little more, but whatever. We can have that discussion later on in the year. I forgot where I was going with this, but yeah, it's more of the same. But if you're going to watch this or Halloween 2, by all means, watch
Halloween 2. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
That's not even a discussion.
Yeah, when you're that close to a classic, that's always a problem.
Oh, just wait.
You know
just
what, wait. Though? I did get a kick out of her fucking getting her scooter thing and just going to town, riding off like a badass. Like, I'm going to fuck him up, going 4 miles per hour.
I didn't like how she got saved by that one chick, too. Like, that was just bad.
The curly-haired chick?
Yeah. I was like, ah, come on.
She sucked.
Yeah. Well, and, like, they were supposed to have that touching moment because, you know, they both lost their boyfriends, and you're like, eh. I really don't give a shit. Pickaxe that bitch in the head. Fucking My Bloody Valentine style.
Yeah, do that.
No, that's the thing that kind of pisses me off is a pickaxe is actually a really creative weapon. My Bloody Valentine proved that. The Friday the 13th video game pickaxe is a weapon. There's like 1,000 kills on there. I mean, granted, this is all before all that. Well, not before My Bloody Valentine, but they should have used that weapon more creatively.
I agree. And I really
have so much white to paint red when you're out there. Like, just
that's true.
Make it red.
That's true. I would love to shoot a movie in Norway because
it's beautiful.
Yeah, there's just not a
as long as you got a camera that can capture that shit. Yeah, your production value looks amazing. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, why don't we rate this bitch then?
All right.
I'll go
for it.
I am a 3 out of 5.
I'm with you, Pugs. I'm a 3 out of 5 as well.
Oh, cool.
Go ahead.
I'm a 3 as well. Yeah, it's pretty close to the first one, but maybe just a hair better than the first
one. I know, and that's where I was like, kind of like, do I give it a 3.5? Because it is a little better, but
I think it's a little less, but like right there. Yeah, I give it a half star less.
I could watch this one over again more than I could watch the first one.
Agreed.
So I'm gonna, just for that reason, I'm going to give it a 3.5.
All right.
Cool. Cool. All right. Let's fingers crossed, although we know where Pug stands. Cold Prey 3. And I'm going to again try and say this name right. Pitt in the chat can let me know if I butcher it. Mikkel Bran Sandemos. You can let me know if that was even close to the director's name. This one takes place 12 years later in the 1980s when a group of teenagers go to visit an abandoned hotel only to find themselves hunted by a psychotic killer in the Norwegian woods. All right, so Cold Prey 3 gets rid of the whole winter gimmick with
fucking stupid idea
to do a standard stalk and slash in the woods
with assholes.
Yeah, well, and it's a prequel too. Like, and that really didn't add. Now, I'll just get into mine because I was really pissed off what they did with the killer. They even, you know, picked more from the Halloween pot of gold. Just, you know, one too many times they give him it like a, you know, he comes back home and killed his family like Michael Myers too. Like, come the fuck on, man.
Got the Rob Zombie rub.
I don't know. It was too much for me. And the new characters are terrible. You know, Janneke is definitely missed big time because I think she's kind of the best thing out of this whole series. And without her, these new characters just suck. They're basic. And I was just waiting for them to get killed. And then the kills are fucking terrible. They go back, you know, basically to the same quality, if not worse than the first movie. So, you know, nowhere near as good as the second one. That was really disappointing. There's no real gore in this movie really at all, other than maybe a tree branch sticking out of somebody's neck. But outside of that, it's just your basic blood splatter and nothing really creative or, you know, anything new or cool. They add this character to our killer too. That's kind of like taking care of them, I guess, type of thing. And that didn't work for me at all either. So by the end, I was happy the series was over. This was definitely, you know, a big black eye as Cold Prey as a whole for me. I would never watch this movie again, nor would I recommend it. Watch the first two movies if you're interested, but skip this one for sure because it adds absolutely nothing to the series.
I think it takes away from the series, actually.
Yeah, it does. Dan, you're muted.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm having dog barking issues. My bad.
It's okay.
It's weird because for a prequel to not reveal anything new.
Nothing at all.
Nothing. Like, just I'm like,
he killed
his
family. That's it.
Dude, you have abusive parents. Let's see that shit. Why did they decide to check your ass over there and leave you for fucking dead? I want to know that. That was not clear at all.
It's just, they're assholes. I guess that's all we get. I mean, and which we already kind of knew. again, that's not new.
And then, you know, somebody's taking care of him now. That was so just fucking stupid.
Yeah. No, yeah, there's no backbone to this movie at all.
But again, it did feel like a Rob Zombie thing. Although this time I didn't like it as much. Rob Zombie has won over these guys. The new characters are fucking, I don't like them. I want all of them to die.
Yeah.
Did not care. This one's just kind of boring. I was actually coming in here ready to give it a higher rating than what I have in my head now, but I'm glad we're talking this now because that movie fucking sucks. and again, you got rid of the fucking coolest part of the first two movies. That it's dark and it's snowy. What the fuck's your problem?
And got a bit of your lead too.
That I understand for the prequel reasons, but
I know, but why even go the prequel?
Yeah, it's
to experience.
Bring
him
back like
abuse.
Jason again. Bring him back, Jason Zombified. There you go. Fucking that could have been an easy third movie.
Lightning strikes.
Yeah,
and there were there were killer. I mean, at the time, I mean, Toby Hooper's Toolbox Murder,
Sherry Moon's best performance.
You know, 100%. No one's arguing that.
Like, watch that similar kind
still of. Still never seen it,
dude.
Oh,
I smell. I think we just booked our next franchise show.
Yeah, check that out.
Cool me. Are you gonna say something nice about Sherry Moon? That's wonderful.
I know. Better options. Hey, look, Sherry Moon might have had a, I don't think she would have been a star, but she would have might have had a decent Scream Queen run had she not have, you know, been connected to Rob Zombie. She's
okay. She wouldn't even got one job, dude.
She would have been like on the she would have been like on the level of Felicia Rose movies now. And I'm sorry, Felicia Rose, I love you, but some of these movies you're in are shit. Victor Crowley's good.
Victor Crowley's good,
but
to be perfectly honest, any of the screen. I mean, I loved.
Well, Kruger Brink just blew Stevens. That booking. No,
I adored Brink Stevens, but I got to a point where I didn't pick up everything she was in because there were certain things that were just.
I can't say the first half, but I agree with the second half.
Brink is better than all of them. Come on, Todd.
I love how we're talking about cooler shit than Cold Brink. We
talk about cooler shit. Linnea was in the more iconic movies, though. I'm not going to deny that. But
well, yeah.
Brink was the queen, in my
opinion. You know, it's funny because all of those are like the B-level Scream Queens because the real Scream Queens are like Jamie Lee Curtis. That's like a step down. No offense to the other Scream.
I don't think queens. Anyone be offended by saying Jamie Lee Curtis is better.
Well, no, but like, yeah. There's like the top tier, then there's.
But in fairness, you never, you never got to see like Linnea Quigley or Brink Stevens in like a really meaty role.
I would disagree. Savage Streets.
Yeah. I mean, that's true, but.
She makes me believe when she struggles snuggled.
I could have seen Linnea being like, I don't know, in True Lies. Possibly.
I can't see that.
Brink.
She could have been the Tia Carrera character. She wouldn't have been Jamie Lee Curtis. So,
yeah. Well, but anyways, we've insulted all of the people we love, but that's okay. I don't know. Like I said, sorry. I thought we were going to be highlighting these movies.
Yeah, me too.
And not that's why we do these shows. It's
those member berries, man.
Why? Well,
for Dan, because Dan was I always saw the first one on the shelf. I just never picked it up. Back when I'm old, I could rent shit.
doesn't have a good cover art.
No, I think that's like, probably why I just left it.
Looks like some teen skiing drama or something.
Yeah, and then you pick it up and see the Anchor Bay logo, and their direct-to-video record was not the best.
I think Shout handled the second one on DVD. Third one never really officially came out here.
Good reason.
Yeah. They're like, nah, we're good. No one picked the third one up.
So why don't we rate this piece of shit then?
All right.
I'm a 1 out of 5.
I am also a 1 out of 5.
Dan?
I'm a 1.5, but you don't need to see it.
I'm a 1.
I was a 1.5 before we started talking about it, and then my rage started to stew.
So I feel, you know, it's funny because now the rest of the show feels like it's pointless, but we'll do it anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, no, the ranking might be weird.
All right, I'll go first. 2-1-3.
Yeah, 2-1-3-2.
I am 1-2-3. I do like the first one more.
Just by a hair, 2-1-3.
All right. See, a little different. That was fucking fast.
All right. Favorite character.
I wonder fucking who. Yannicka.
You same.
I'm a little different. I like that solo sexual person. What's his fucking name? Morton Tobias, the broken leg guy. He was funny.
He's awesome too.
And I just learned that term recently. Solo sexual and porno sexual. Look it up.
Okay, I just look it up. I've never
heard it. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's just all these fucking incels. I did say just me.
they're just strictly attracted to porn. A real person. Okay, I get it.
Doesn't do it for him.
Doesn't do it for him. All right. Yannicka all the way. She's the highlight of, well, the first two films.
I want to see her in more horror.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The actress.
All right. Well, Kruger, favorite kill.
All right. Fucking my favorite kill is in the second one where the killer fucking kicks that doctor into the stairs and you think he's about to give him like a curb stomp or something, but he just gives him the fucking camel clutch like Iron Sheik and snaps his back or his neck all the way back, and his throat is like all fucking bent and contorted. Looks fucking awesome. And it was also a kill in the first movie, but in the first movie they did some shitty little, you know, neck snap bit and it had no practical effect to it. And, you know, it speaks volumes.
Oh, the boyfriend, right?
Yeah, and it speaks volumes for the whole series for me. It improved upon the first film, especially with that kill.
Yeah, ditto. I can't really add anything because it's really the only kill that stands out in the entire trilogy. I mean, there's a throat slashing, I guess, but
yeah, with the handful of surgical blades, that was kind of cool too.
That rule, that was almost my number one. But I actually just went with the simple pickaxe through the police window in the second one, because like it did catch me off guard. Like I knew it was coming, but that one hit me right. So pickaxe to the face.
I'm with Dan and Kruger. I'm Camel Clutch.
Iron Sheik would be proud. You made them humble.
All right. What we don't want to see, it's time for that. The future of the franchise.
All right.
Fix the prequel. We can just pick and choose wherever we start now.
Can we just do a proper part three and make it good?
Yeah.
Or that.
Well, future, I'll be honest, this is the perfect candidate for a remake because you could do it better.
Yeah, I think a remake from, you know, another country, I would totally watch. I would be a little bit weary, like, who's directing if we continued with the series. But I think a remake, you could even make it better.
Oh, yeah. Blumhouse's Cold Prey. Dad can't wait.
I'd watch it. I would be in, dude.
Even he... I mean, I don't know. This one, it wouldn't break my heart.
Sorry.
I mean,
A24 is Cold Prey.
Uh-huh. Well, then boom.
where do we cut the black? That's what you just got to figure.
Oh, my God.
A24 would do an amazing job.
I will tell you, I won't say what movie, so I don't. I was at an A24 film today, and the guy next to me kept literally falling asleep. Three people walked out of the movie and never returned. It was an endurance test, apparently.
Hey, are you allowed to say what this movie was?
I can, but I think we may. I'll.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a TV show? You guys see that one of those coming out?
Oh yeah, series would be great. I think, like a little series.
You get to know them more. Maybe
6 episodes or something from Netflix. Yeah,
that already sounds like too much of a commitment for me.
Yeah, you'd have a tough time selling me on that. But a 90-minute remake, which can still be from Norway, by the way.
Dude, I think 6 to 8 minutes. I'm sorry, 6 to 8 episodes. No, I think it'd be perfect because we get to hang out with them. You get to kill one each fucking time. Take your time with the
like
story.
Slasher.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, Slasher. Like Slasher Season 2, if you like Cold Prey, check that out for sure, because that has that whole isolated cabin, snowy setting, and amazing fucking kills and gore.
Yeah. I think a TV show would be the way to go. I don't know if I necessarily need another... I would do that too, though. But American remake, or anywhere, really. I can give it to Indonesians. I don't know.
Thumbs up for that.
Give it to anybody. Let's try it. Because, like, again, the formula is there. It's a basic slasher formula, so you just got to not fuck it up and make it boring.
I think it's hard sometimes with the silent killer, though, to do a TV show. It's a little more challenging.
Well, that's when the fucking main characters, the victims, need to step their shit up.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, do you like Slasher, Dan?
I haven't watched all of it. I enjoyed. Okay. I saw season one like forever ago because that's the only one they put on Blu-ray.
I was gonna say Dan's holding that hope for the rest of.
And I did watch the pilot, the first episode of the David Cronenberg season. And I just, I liked what I saw.
That's good shit. It's so ridiculous. Like by the fourth season, like each season gets a little bit more out there and just more gory. And by the fourth season, it's fucking absolutely insane.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get back into it. I did enjoy what I saw. I think I saw like the first season of Slasher. There were big jumps in between. And I don't know. I remember it was Scream came out around the same time. I'm like, oh, Slasher's a lot better than Scream. So,
yeah, I would agree. I like the Scream series.
Yeah, I still had fun with it. Yeah, too. Especially, what was it, the Halloween episode?
Do you remember? Yeah.
The one that was like the movie, like it's separate. It was just like.
Yeah, the random. Scream one. Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, I like Scream, and I like the cast a lot in that. That one chick that was in Hell Night, too, she was awesome in the Scream series.
Talk about something that really would deserve sequels.
Hell Night? Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I would gladly watch that now that I've seen
Since we've already stopped talking about the future of the franchise.
Not Hell Night, by the way. Hellfest, sorry.
Hellfest. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
We all knew we were talking about because the Scream chick. The short hair. Yeah,
well, and Hell Night also, actually, I would love sequels too.
Hell Night would also, yeah. But
I'm down for a Hell Night remake.
They should have done that way back, done sequels.
Hell Morning.
Yeah. That. Oh God. Hellfest, I do not understand.
Maybe we'll finally get a burning one. Maybe MGM will, or maybe God, that dude. Amazon can.
That's one of my favorite slashers ever. So,
Amazon owns MGM now. So,
I've said this when I was a kid. I always thought Cropsy was more scary than Jason Voorhees. I mean, we only got one.
Well, let me ask you a question though, and this is just out of curiosity. Do you know that story from your region?
The legend, you mean?
Yeah.
I think the first time I had ever heard about Cropsy was from The Burning,
movie. Because that's like a local legend. Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard of it, Kruger? I had.
Yeah, there's a documentary called Urban Legends that covers it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, that's not what I meant. You didn't know it from word of mouth, like how a lot of people then. So you watched
that. I wasn't alive back then.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's still like a thing in the.
I knew about it before I saw the movie.
Okay.
Well,
everyone has their own thing. Where's the Mothman one? Where do they see the Mothman at? Because there's different regional.
I was gonna say legend. Jersey, but that's
Jersey. Maryland,
right? Mothman's
But yeah, so they all kind of have the regional ones. That's why I was just curious.
It's funny you mentioned that one.
Just had Richard Ramirez.
Yeah, it's funny you bring up Mothman. Last night I was like, man, I haven't revisited Mothman Prophecies. Forever.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it, or if I did, I don't remember.
I don't think I've ever said I need to rewatch The Mothman Prophecies. I don't remember hating it, but it's just never one that, like...
I feel like it's one... I remember liking it.
Maybe we can do a regional Legends gimmick, and there we go.
there's a few other Mothman movies out there.
Yeah, well, there's tons of Jersey Devils, there's tons of...
Ben Grimm just pointed out Mothman is West Virginia. West Virginia.
Shit, and I lived there. Good catch, Ben. What is Maryland then? Maryland's got.
They wouldn't know unless they were in the gutter strip clubs there.
Mothman was a regular.
He saw Moth Woman.
if you go at a certain time, you might
don't spread her wings.
You might have seen Moth Woman at the West Virginia clubs. That weekday afternoon slot of dancers, absolutely.
Check out the buffet. The deal.
Don't eat at a strip club ever. Yeah, Jesus ever. Christ.
Anything else on Coldplay? Just as a whole,
I'd rather listen to a Coldplay CD.
There you go.
That's a little harsh, sir.
I know. What's your favorite Coldplay song, Dan?
I don't know any, so I only
know one. I figured it's the one you'd get.
Is it Fix You?
I mean, I'm sure.
Is it even the right one, the one Triple H came out to? When he came back from tearing his quad?
What? He came out to a fucking Coldplay song? I don't remember this.
You too. Beautiful Day.
Oh, that's what it was. What's it?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Beautiful Day. You too.
Like, see, Dan, of course, Dan was like, nope.
I don't Coldplay like, that's did. Bono. That's totally different.
Coldplay did do something for WWE, though. That's why I know who they are.
Oh, I'm sure they had a pay-per-view song probably a couple times back in the day. There you go. I guess we can't call these gems, but at least you know about them now.
Watch Christmas Cruelty instead. Can't plug that enough.
Yeah, and really don't listen to Coldplay.
And tomorrow we will be live again with our Scream review for you guys. Scream 5 review for you guys joining us late.
Scream 2022.
2022.
Yeah, they really gotta stop naming these fucking movies the same fucking thing. It's name. Annoying. It's not hard.
I bet they address that. I have a feeling that's gonna be like
it's just sort of it's joke just what they the, do now.
No, I mean within the movie, I think they'll have some.
Kind of they'll have a joke about. Oh yeah. I think you're probably right.
I would bet anything they do. So yeah. Believe it or not, I might rewatch at least the first one. I don't know if I can.
I'm gonna choose not to believe it.
I watched all four already.
Yeah, I'm watching two. I watched the first one last night, watching two and three tonight and four tomorrow before I get to the theater.
I'm not watching any.
You know what? I almost did that too, but I had the new 4K, so I wanted to check it out. Yeah. I was like, I'm just going to watch one and four because those are the ones I like.
What did you think of the 4K? I was underwhelmed.
Yeah, I was actually too.
I have it. Just haven't opened it.
Somebody told me, I don't know if it was Piz or whoever, but said don't bother if you already, it just.
Yeah, it's not a huge upgrade.
Yeah, if you got the Blu-ray, you're good.
It does look better than the Blu-ray, though. I will say that it doesn't look as good as some Blu-rays 4Ks coming out now, but I do think it is a step up from the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
But it also kind of looks like it would look like a Blu-ray now, which is the last Blu-rays not, yeah.
Yeah, the you're Blu-rays with, yeah, the Blu-rays with the 4K scans.
Yeah.
I will say on the Blu-ray front, if you guys have Shudder right now, they put up a bunch of the including the documentary on the all the Haunts VR's folk horror set that you can watch, particularly if you want to see before you drop all that money. I thought that was pretty cool. I don't know if it's everything, but there were at least like five, I think, I saw there.
There's a good bit. And the doc is huge because that's the only reason I was even kind of interested in it.
Yeah, you can buy the doc separately. So
yeah, you can buy that one. And what's the Eyes one? The Eyes,
Eyes of Fire.
Yes, that's the one. But
yeah, it's the only problem with that though is then you see the doc and it's like, oh, I kind of want to see these movies now.
It's a vicious cycle of take my money.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when Not Quite Hollywood came out, and I'd seen a lot of the films already, but there were a few I hadn't, particularly some of the non-horror stuff. And I'm like, how am I going to get Alvin Purple and like some of these things that just haven't been available out here?
There's ways.
Oh, there's always ways. But
I guess that's it for Coldplay then, right?
Yeah, I guess we're done.
Let's get the fuck out of here, gentlemen.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys. And if you disagree, hey, as always, in the comments, let us know what you think about the Coldplay trilogy. We were talking about, it just made me laugh. I'm sorry. We were talking about strippers, and now we have a stripper bot in the chat.
They're always listening. So that's cool. Any fucking way, Dan already said goodnight, Mr. Todd.
I wish Dan followed. Good night.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
All right. Now I'll see you in Disneyland.